Phoenix Audio presents
Mountain Time by Ivan Doig, read by Judith Cummings. Lexa McCaskill ran both hands through her coppery hair, adding up appetites. Non-wedding for 50, the job slip on the refrigerator door read. But 50, when it came to party food, meant either 40 grazers or 60, depending on whether last-minute lightning strikes of invitations offset the no-shows. She still marveled at how people treated guest lists like poker hands, panicking when their whole cards sent regrets and then bluffing wildly to try to fill out the room. Now she remembered that tonight's was a lakefront techie bunch, whose style was to balance their plates with a dab of this and an atom of that, while comparing the latest paraphernalia of their health clubs. Go strong on dip dishes and let them eat their treadmill hearts out if the smoked salmon and the swede balls run short, she decided. While she religiously jotted down today's chores on stickets, a habit picked up by osmosis from Mitch, she was restless to head outside. Out the kitchen window, the beaming morning weather was almost enough to make a person forget Seattle's rain blotter reputation. In celebration, the jazz jockey on KPLU played Ain't It Clear. The window-high bush of sunlit white rhododendron blossoms nodded along in the Puget Sound breeze. She hoped the sun would hold for Mitch while he flew back up the coast. He seemed to need all the warming up he could get these days. Lexa, at 40, long since had adjusted to a lot of life's double talk, but modern living together still took some tiptoeing through the terms. When they started at this, when she and Mitch Rosier swallowed away what they had done to